If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Jason Karen, joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, Chef.
Good morning.
Head chef and owner of Post 1917, which is in the historic post office building in Reading. And you guys are doing something called Dining with a Cause. First of all, I want to say your restaurant's been open about a year now. Congratulations. That's a feat in and of itself.
It sure is. Thank you very much.
Opening a new restaurant, I imagine, can be a little bit stressful in 2024.
Sure. I'm sure there's no work involved at all.
No. Easy as pie.
So tell us about Dining for a Cause.
I like to give back to when I can to the community and certain aspects, and the veterans have always had a special place in my heart. So we try to do two things at once. You know, it brings people into the restaurant on a Tuesday, but also it brings awareness to certain things. And I think what we're doing now with the Veterans Legal Services is pretty cool. It brings sheds a light on what we can do to help, you know, these people who've given up their lives, their families, to help us have the freedoms that we have.
Why is working with Veterans Services important to you?
Well, it's veterans in general, but our first one was Veterans Services, because they do provide a lot of services for veterans, whether it's legal advice, get them to a hospital, everything that could a veteran need is what they provide.
Well, I mean to say, are you a veteran? Do you have veterans in your life, or is this just something that you feel is important?
I have veterans in my life, yes. My father and stepfather were both one in the Navy, one in the Air Force. My family has served in the Marines.
Oh, wow.
I have not, personally, so it's kind of my way of saying thank you.
Nope, you served the people.
Exactly. Culinary school, boot camp, tomato, tomato.
That's a different, that's definitely apples and oranges.
I don't know, my ex-husband who was in the Army, he ran the mess halls, and let me tell you what, woo!
Two birds, one stone, that's good for him.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I love this. I'm a veteran. I was in the Army myself. And I think any business that has a bigger purpose is always a win for me. And especially when it comes to the men and women who have served our country. I love this to death. So what, you know, somebody that's going to come to your restaurant on a Tuesday night and support you guys, what are you going to suggest off of the menu? What is the thing that I should come in and order?
Oh, geez. I mean, what are you in the mood for?
A steak.
Our steaks are top of the line.
Yep.
Brand prime beef. They're wet aged, so it's like as soon as you bite into it, it's like that Starburst commercial. When you bite into it, it's like those fighter jets shoot in all those flavors. It is unbelievable. Pair it with a couple of lobster tails. Get some great sides, and you're going to be in heaven.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a very good sell. I'm in on that. Jason, what's your favorite cut of steak?
I'm a New York strip guy.
Mm.
Either bone or boneless.
I'm not going to argue with the chef, but it's ribeye.
It's ribeye.
A lot of flavor. I'm not taking that away from you. 100%.
Since The Bear came out on Hulu, how many people have asked you if that's what your life is like?
Almost everybody. And I remember watching it, and my wife is sitting there looking at me going, why are you getting upset? I'm like, this is real. He's in trouble. I need to help him.
Are you getting like anxiety flashbacks watching the show?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like, this is real life. And then now she's living it. She's like, wow, you weren't kidding him.
I think we were all expecting you to say it was all fake and not real. But no, the restaurant industry is... It is really difficult to succeed, and you're on such thin margins. I don't think people realize that. Yeah. The thin margins that restaurants operate on is just...
And not only that, but you're going to take 10% on Tuesdays and give it back, so bless you.
Yeah, you know, whatever we can do. If I have a platform, if any, and I can give back, I think it's a great way to do it.
Post-1917, a modern steakhouse, Kennedy.
Yep.
Nestled in Reading's historic post office building. And what they are doing is dining for a cause. They're going to do this all this month on Tuesdays, and then they're going to take a portion of the proceeds and donate them to the Veterans Legal Services. And as I understand, you're going to be doing this every month with different organizations, and we love that. We love to support local businesses, and we want everybody to go see you at Post 1917. And you are now officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo!
I love that. I love good vibes. It's perfect.
Awesome. Well, it was great to meet you, Chef. Well, hopefully we'll see you soon for a steak.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your time.
We Chef.
Hands!
Bye! Behind you. Good night.
All right. Bye, Jason.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. I just walked outside and it smells like sausages here.
Oh.
Dom's is up and running outside right now.
Yes, we will announce the winner of Townie Madness coming up here. What time are we doing that, Kennedy?
Right after 8 o'clock.
Right after 8 o'clock, we will announce the winner of Boston's Best Accent Townie Madness. It is down to the final two. The voting ended last night at midnight. Between Donnie and David, and they will be here in studio, and Donnie brought the food truck.
He sure did. So he's trying to feed the world, make it a better place.
So what, can people just like drive through our parking lot up front and get something to eat?
I don't really answer that question. I know he wanted to feed the people here, but I imagine that they would never turn down money.
83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway. Drive on through. There's a food truck there.
Come by and get some food. Say what's up to Donnie.
I'm just saying.
He's roaming the building right now. Apparently he knows everybody. So I just said, all right, don't bother anybody. Have a good day.
So what, he's literally, one of them is just roaming the building right now?
Not one of them. Donnie.
Donnie is. Okay. Should we be doing that?
He like he said, he used to work for our company. He knows everybody.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know what to tell you.
He knows someone in my family, too. He knows. He does know everybody.
Not my job. Anyway, here's what we got to say. So, again, if you had me talking about Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, now that he lives in North Carolina and not here anymore, on my bingo list for the Dirty, I would still call you a liar, but here we are. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan, had a moment amongst her 24th birthday celebration. 24. On Saturday, she shared a photo on Instagram of herself and Bill posing with Lil Wayne on the field at the University of North Carolina. I don't know if he was doing something for the team or for whatever, but she was very excited and said, I didn't realize this was a bucket list item until I did. I would love to meet Lil Wayne. I enjoy his music.
I saw him at concert one time. That was a vibe.
She posted it along with a Tar Heels jersey with her name on it and such. So, living the dream.
What do you think Bill Belichick and Lil Wayne talk about?
Nothing. It wasn't for him. You ever have a conversation with someone you're in a relationship with and you don't know that person or anything about that person and you just let that other person fly and you just stand behind and you nod and smile? That's what he did.
But I think Lil Wayne's closer in age to Bill Belichick than he is to Jordan.
That doesn't have anything to do with it.
Like, they're going to be talking about sensible shoes in retirement. I don't know.
Yeah, because when I think of Lil Wayne, that's what I think he talks about.
Oh, he's a super smart guy, that one. Wicked smart.
What has that got to do with sensible shoes?
Well, he's a smart man. You wear sensible shoes when you're a smart man, Kennedy.
No, Carson, you don't.
You don't know a lot about rappers.
Or sensibility. Quick royal update for you, Carson.
Oh, what?
Like Prince Harry is not happy with his wife, Meghan, using their kids to promote her brand as ever. Mm. Matt Wilkinson is the royal editor of The Sun, which is a place I go to for lies and half-truths, but always with the royal stuff. Claim the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are not aligned when it comes to sharing photos of their children. Prince Archie, who is 5, and Prince Lilibet, who is 3, on social media, said, "My understanding of this is that up to a certain stage, Harry would much rather his children were not seen. He doesn't want them to be photographed. He's got this idea that if he takes his kids outside of Montecito, there's a horde of us out there trying to take photos of his kid." On the flip side, he said, Meghan grew up in California. She once said she would like to have a more California lifestyle. Go to the beach, go out, do stuff. She doesn't want to hide them away. Now, when she does post them, she hides their faces, and so do paparazzi, because I believe they've come to a pretty decent understanding in terms of taking pictures of other people's children and posting them. But Harry apparently not happy. Things don't look too good with the two of them right now. And, Barrett, do you do Twitch?
A little bit.
Do you know what that is like?
Yeah, it's like a way for...
Hey,
like,
turn the microphone down. And put it into your face. There you go. No, there you go.
Come on, son. It's the family business.
How does this thing work?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. You okay. So it's kind of like a way for streamers to get themselves out there.
So basically what it is somebody plays a video game and you watch them play a video game.
Yeah, but it's live and it might not be playing video games. It could just be like talking. It's pretty much just
and you can interact with the person as well,
like,
and then you can pay money while you're watching. That's how they make their money. Yeah. Is people give them money because of whatever content they're doing.
At one time, like, they'll have 1,000 viewers, and they can run a 2-minute ad and make like $10,000.
Right.
And there you have it. So Mariah Carey's son Moroccan apparently is doing a Twitch live stream, and was totes embarrassed when his mom tried to walk into the room. He'd been playing his game for about 10 minutes. When Mariah popped into his room, and here's what happened.
What are y'all talking about? That's my sister.
I know, I just want to get everyone's hopes up.
Why are y'all all, okay, y'all need to get out now. Just everybody get out. Mom, I can see you. Okay. They're saying, hi, Mariah, I love you. Oh my God.
Hi, you guys, I love you. Hello, Miss Carrie.
You be embarrassed by her all you want, but my son, the life you live is because she sings her song, so you be kind.
Her kids are like 13 or 14. I don't know if I'd let them be Twitch streamers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That kid said, hello, Miss Carrie, sounded exactly like a kid I went to school with. That was really weird.
That was probably
I totes bet it was him.
Yeah, it was probably him.
That's what
it probably was.
It was probably
and that is what I've got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy. Presented by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nicole.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Nicole lives up in Merrimack, Merrimack. Miss Merrimack,
Mac, all dressed in black, with silver buttons all down her hair.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
Sorry. Been a while since I sang.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please? It's a gift.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
That's what they'll say
Thank
about
you.
Our show long after we're gone. It was stuck in my head.
Yeah. Not in a good way, but it was in there.
It was there. All right. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I think so.
Adam Levine will be on Jimmy Fallon tonight. Which band is he the front man for?
Maroon 5.
All right. Softball out of the way. Mm-hmm. Easing you in. Question
number
2.
I got one. I'm ready.
Today's National Beers Day. Which beer has mountains on the bottle that turn blue when the beer is sufficiently cold?
I think Coors Light.
I'm glad we're using science in the right way.
Russell Crowe, 61 years old today. In which movie did he utter these lines?
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. commander of the armies of the North, loyal servant to the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Which movie?
Good movie. It's a Gladiator.
Question number four. This week in 1998, Dave Navarro was fired from the Chili Peppers. Which of these three is not a Chili Peppers song? When I Come Around, Scar Tissue, or Under the Bridge? Which one is not?
Ooh, When I Come Around.
Question number five. Eminem officially a grandfather. His daughter Haley Jade welcomed her first child. In M's movie, 8 Mile, what is his character's rap name?
Rabbit.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Barrett's over there going, that ain't right.
That's tough.
All right, don't say anything. Kennedy's back.
Yeah.
Guess who's right. Back?
Back yeah, again.
All right, Kennedy, we have Nicole who got 4 out of 5 right.
Oh, wow, well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Adam Levine will be on Fallon tonight. Which band is he a frontman for?
Maroon 5.
Tied at 1. Today's National Beer Day. Which beer has mountains on the bottle that turn blue when the beer is sufficiently cold?
Coors Light.
2-2. Question number 3. Russell Crowe, 61 years old today. In which movie did he utter these lines? Take a listen.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, loyal servant to the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Name Gladiator.
Yes, tied at 3. This week in 1998, Dave Navarro was fired by the Chili Peppers. Which of these three is not a Chili Peppers song? When I Come Around, Scar Tissue, or Under the Bridge? Which one is not?
When I Come Around.
Yes, that is a Green Day song. Tied at 4. Question number 5. Eminem, officially a grandfather. His daughter, Haley Jade, welcomed her first child.
Aww.
In M's movie, 8 Mile, what is his character's rap name?
B-Rabbit.
It is B-Rabbit. Not Rabbit. B-Rabbit is the correct answer. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nicole, you don't get the cash, but you're not leaving without a cool prize. You just won yourself 4 tickets to Harry Potter the Exhibition. You can celebrate the behind-the-scenes filmmaking magic of the world of Harry Potter. If you want to buy tickets, go to harrypotterexhibition.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun from what I understand. People seem to love it.
Yep. Extended the time that it's here, so yes. Mm.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Nicole from Merrimack, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1. 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. If you want to share what you got into over the weekend, we would love that very much. 617-655-1234. My son Barrett is in hanging out with us this morning.
Good morning.
And what did you do this weekend, my friend?
I played a bunch of lacrosse games, had a tournament, had a few town and select games, and went to the movies to see the best movie of the generation. So,
does it have a name?
The Minecraft movie.
Are you being a smart aleck?
It was good. So some of the actors were all right. I would say Jack Black kind of carried the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
There was a lot of acting up, apparently, at movie theaters across the country where police had to be called in because there are certain parts of the movie where they do certain things, and so kids were throwing. Can you explain any of that?
Is it like Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yes, yeah.
It didn't happen in our theater, luckily, but a bunch of kids.
Did they send out messages beforehand? How did you know?
No, it was just like online. There were just videos of like it happening.
What happens?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Kids were just like, at certain parts of the movie, when he said certain lines, would just like throw popcorn or like give a round of applause, like standing ovations in the middle of the movie.
Right. Yeah. It got out of control in a lot of
love
the videos.
Some audience participation.
Was the entire theater just 14-year-old kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
But then there'd be like one mom who was trying to de-escalate it all. And
I've been to
You couldn't pay me enough to sit in that theater.
I've been to screenings of Rocky Horror Picture Show with grown-ass adults throwing food at the screen, so...
All right, let's see here. We're going to start first with, is it, I believe this is Ingrid from West Roxbury. Good morning, Ingrid.
What's up?
Hey.
Hello, hello,
Ingrid.
Happy Monday. You went and saw a comedian at the Wilbur. Who did you see?
Becky Robinson.
Okay.
I didn't know who she was either. She was
all right.
She was all right. You got to start somewhere, right?
You don't start at the Wilbur.
Not my crowd,
Not your jam. Okay. And,
not at all.
And you did some volunteering this weekend, too?
Of course, with the Animal Rescue League of Boston in Dedham. I do the livestock, so I do the chickens and the roosters and the pigs. And then we have, of course, the dogs. I'm not a cat person, so I don't do cats.
Yeah.
So, but please adopt.
That is kind of you to spend your time with them. It means a lot.
Yeah, very cool. All right, thank you, Ingrid. Josh is from Brockton. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
All right, guys, this is a good one. Wait till you hear this one.
Give it to me.
Tell everybody what you did this weekend, Josh.
Me and 100 other detectorists went out to a metal detecting event.
What'd you find? What'd you find?
So I unfortunately did not have the best luck, but there were some people that found some really awesome stuff from early 1700s coins, 1800 silver coins, just some really awesome, you know, relics from the past.
Where were you doing this?
We were in Plimpton on a field that we acquired permission for. So
what's the etiquette if two of you are around the same area and then both of your detectors go off? Who gets what?
You both think it's your beep.
whoever finds the beep gets the gold. You know what I mean? So if you swang over it and you're digging the hole, that is yours all day long.
Understood.
All right, Josh. Sandy Neck Beach down in Sandwich on the Cape. My wife's wedding ring is somewhere there. So
no, your wife's ring is halfway to another continent.
I think you could find it, and there's
a sea turtle has swallowed that years ago.
No, it got sucked back into the ocean.
All right, thank you, Josh. We appreciate that. Benny is from Bedford. Good morning. Hello, hello. Good morning. What did you do this weekend, my friend?
So I had a fire with my friend, and I dropped my phone into the fire.
Whoopsie doodle.
Oh no! How are you calling us right now?
On that phone.
You didn't stick your hand in the fire and pull it out, did you?
It was in there for like 30 seconds, so I'd take it out with sticks.
And you're talking to us on it right now?
Huh?
And you're talking to us on that phone right now?
Yeah, I actually am. It's all green, but it still works.
That's amazing.
The OtterBox don't play.
they say that they won't fix it if it gets wet or you drop it. It says nothing about fire.
Right. You are a lucky man, my friend.
You could leave a Nokia in a fire for 6 years. It would come out stronger.
All right. Oh, my God.
It would put the fire out.
I love you. They call the show. I mean, we had a guy whose phone caught on fire. We got another guy out there searching for treasures. I love you guys this morning. So, again, 617-655-1234. If you want to share what you got into over the weekend, obviously, I spent a lot of time with Barrett going to lacrosse fields. We did Dorchester. We did Reading. We did Melrose. We did, we did the Berg. Don't forget the Berg, Dan.
I'll try not to.
Yeah, try not to forget the Berg. And then we ended up going to the Red Sox game on Friday, which was awesome. The weather was spectacular and beautiful, and it was a great game. And then Landon and I got to go to the Celtics game last night. I'm ready for a nap today, Kennedy.
Tough life.
I know. I'm not complaining about it at all, believe me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Let's see. Is this Jen from Marblehead? Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Right. Good morning. We got to get right to Jen. She's got to get to work. But she had something pretty amazing happen over the weekend, Kennedy.
Give it to me.
I found my wedding dress this weekend.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. How long had you been looking for it? Or did you just first one out?
This was I had one that I didn't love. And then I went to try more on this weekend. And this was the first one I tried on.
Ugh. I'm so grateful to hear that. Yay! That's one weight to be lifted.
100%, yeah. And my fiance's probably listening. So, hi, Courtney. And big shout out to my sister who surprised me by paying for my dress, which was so amazing.
Oh, that's a good sister. Oh,
that's wild. That's awesome. What's your sister's name?
Yeah. Jackie.
Jackie. Now, if you'd have known Jackie was going to pay for it, would you have gone bigger with the dress?
No, I think this dress is perfect regardless.
Oh, you're paying for it? We're going. Where's
Carson doesn't understand what a wedding dress feels like when you put it on. That it don't matter how much it costs.
True.
It's exactly what it
I
felt
remember
like.
That with Lana. The one that she bought was not as expensive as some of the other ones she tried on. She just knew it was the right
one.
Right?
Well, it's not too late to add a diamond encrusted veil to Jackie's bill.
Well, congratulations to you. When's the date?
We're cutting it close, June 22nd.
All right, let us know how it goes afterwards. Okay.
We will.
All right. Bye bye. That's awesome. That is so much fun. Tanya's from Northbridge took her son and three of his friends to where?
Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, let's go. Now, did you go to the new one down in Connecticut or the one here?
No, we went to the one in Fitchburg. Right. It was our first time there, and it was a lot of fun, but I'm really glad that we only did one night.
It's a lot of kids, right?
it's a lot of kids.
There's a lot. I mean, you know, it's... but what's...
I hear tell there's a bar, though. I hear tell there's space for the adults.
Yes, but I was the only adult who would be drinking, and that was, I don't know. I don't want to drink alone.
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with that. Yeah.
Don't set limits on yourself.
Jeez,
you don't know how high you can fly.
Oh, and really quickly, I just want to say that my daughter did find her dress a couple weeks ago. I called in with my daughter and her boyfriend's box.
Yes.
And they got there. She got her wedding dress, and she's getting married in October. And the previous caller is getting married on my birthday.
Wow. Look at this.
Look at it's
we're just one big family around here.
We are.
Serendipitous, as they say. All right, thank you. Kelly's from Merrimack, New Hampshire. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
You and your niece did what this weekend in Boston?
So we were going to Boston because her sister was playing in a volleyball tournament. So we were just going to go hang out in the city, and we got on the T and we saw all these people with signs, and I was like, hey, something's going on. Should we go see? And she was like, yeah, let's go. So we just got off at Boston Common and we followed some people, and I was like, whoa, this is not just a couple people with signs.
There's like tens of thousands of people.
You told some folks hands off, did you?
Well, we were just like watching, and then my niece, who's 14, was like, can we just like join in and walk with them? And I was like, sure, why not? And then later when we were at the volleyball tournament, I saw my sister and I was like, so don't get mad, but like, I took your daughter to a protest march.
Your daughter is a rights activist now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think it's magic.
She loved it though. She was like, that was so fun.
It's important, regardless of what side you're on. Speaking your mind is very, very, very important and part of being an American. So I give you much props.
Or they were just going in to see the swans in the swan boats.
No room, Carson. There was absolutely no room to see that.
That was good. Corey from Medford, good morning.
Hey, guys.
It sounds like your weekend was similar to my son's weekend. Tell everybody what you did.
Yeah, we went to go see the Minecraft movie, and it's the best movie about nothing ever.
Sometimes you need a movie like that.
It was totally mindless, and lots of the youngers throwing around some of the Minecraft stuffies, and and I incidentally started a walking group.
Oh, okay.
Good for you.
Like in the mall or what?
No, it's one of those, hey, you want to do the Samaritan's Walk with me? And someone else is like, you want to do another walk with me? So we've started the Starfleet Walks group. So we'll be there with our T-shirts. And
oh, that's fantastic.
Good for you, man. You've lost a lot of weight, too. You look great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've lost, a pound or two.
Well, thanks, Corey. We appreciate that. Have a great week. How about you, Producer Dan? How was your weekend?
I had a good weekend. First, we left here on Friday, went over to the Bleacher Bar, hung out.
Yep.
And then stumbled into opening day. It was 65 degrees, sunny.
I do want to apologize. A lot of people sent me messages that did not get into the Bleacher Bar. The line was down Lansdowne Street. probably 50 to 75 people deep the entire time that we were there.
I'm sure that was because of us and not the Red Sox on opening day.
I'm taking credit for that.
Not because it's a really cool bar that like that every single game.
It's usually empty on opening day.
Kennedy, we packed the place out on opening day. No big deal.
I believe you.
I'm just saying. And being there watching, you know, out in right inside the bleacher bar watching out.
It is a super cool spot.
It really is. People just line up right there at that window to watch everybody. That was cool.
And then, you know, we walked into the game. We won 13-9. Mm-hmm. Anytime you put up 13 runs, that's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Uber ride back to Medford, my girlfriend had a couple beverages at the game, and she was chatting with our Uber driver, Joe, who is from the Dominican Republic, and it came up that he had written a book. And by the end of that drive, my girlfriend had purchased several copies of Joe's book.
Can I have one?
Yeah, sure. We got plenty.
Was he like they were in the trunk or something?
No, we had they were on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I love that she supports him.
Yep.
Fantastic.
So yeah, if you guys want a copy, we got you.
100%
What kind of books is he?
It's a motivational book called Every Day's Friday. It's about how to change your perspective.
Great. I do love that.
Add gratitude.
Okay.
And just his experience as an experienced Uber and Lyft driver.
Right. And so, do you make him switch the station?
At Mix 104.1 or die.
Right.
And then Saturday, we went up to New Hampshire. One of our friends bought a new house in Londonderry a couple months ago. We went to check it out.
Right.
It was beautiful. Mm. I'm probably going to have to rent till I die, but that's the dream right there. And we went out to eat, went to a brewery, and went home. And nice. That was the weekend.
That's nice.
Great weekend.
Thanks, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy. Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no. Stop, game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Julie from Brighton.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy.
Dropping the kids off at school. Alex, is that correct?
Yep.
What's up, Alex?
Hello.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
What grade you in, Alex?
I'm in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Okay, very cool. All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening right now. Answer more of these correctly than Kennedy and win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Bruce Springsteen will release tracks to the Lost Albums on June 27th. It contains 7 full albums with 83 previously unreleased tracks from 1983 to 2018. What is Bruce Springsteen's nickname?
The Boss.
7 full albums. That's crazy.
That is wild. He had that much stuff just lying around. Let's release it all. Francis Ford Coppola turns 86 today. He is the directorial mind behind the Godfather movies. What is the name of the organized crime family in The Godfather?
That I don't know.
Alex, do you know that one?
Nope.
All right.
Check that one out in a couple years.
Question number 3. Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club hit number 1 on the pop airplay chart. A whopping.
Any of the above, really.
Yep. 5 years after it was released, the song... where is the Pink Pony... I can't get through this
In the
one.
Song, where is the Pink Pony Club located?
Thank you, Dan.
hold on. I love that song. I'm trying to think. California?
Question number 4. The Red Sox swept the St. Louis Cardinals over the weekend in their first home games of the year at Fenway Park. Which iconic Boston song gets played after every Red Sox win at Fenway Park?
Oh, Sweet Caroline.
And question number 5. A Minecraft movie had a $157 million opening weekend. Who are the two big stars in that movie playing Garrett and Steve respectively? And I'm sure respectfully.
Oh. Jack Black is Steve. Alex is helping me with this one. And then Jason Momoa.
Look at you. Nice job. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Pays to keep Alex around.
Yes, it does. All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Julie and her son Alex, who's in the fifth grade, got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friends.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen will release tracks to the Lost Albums on June 27th. It contains 7 full albums with 83 previously unreleased tracks from 1983 to 2018. What is Bruce's nickname?
The Boss.
Tied at 1. Francis Ford Coppola turns 86 today. He's the directorial mind behind the Godfather movies. What is the name of the organized crime family in the Godfather?
Corleone's.
2-1. Question number 3. Chapel Roan's Pink Pony Club hit number 1 on the pop airplay chart. A whopping 5 years after it was released.
That's a slow burn.
In the song, where is the Pink Pony Club located?
I don't know the answer to the question.
West Hollywood, Canada.
Oh, right,
I'm
going to
keep on dancing down in West Hollywood.
It just makes sense. Where else would it be?
Right.
2-1, question number 4. The Red Sox swept the St. Louis Cardinals over the weekend in their first home games of the year at Fenway Park. Which iconic Boston song gets played after every Red Sox win at Fenway Park?
Dirty Water.
It is Dirty Water. Sweet Caroline happens during the 7th inning stretch.
I think the 8th.
The 8th.
8th inning, is it? Let's see. 3-1, question number 5. A Minecraft movie had a $150 million opening weekend, Kennedy. Who are the two big stars in that movie playing Garrett and Steve, respectively?
So it's Jack Black, and I think it's Jason Momoa.
That is correct. So 4-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy. My mouth stopped working in the middle of that.
I hate it when that happens. Well, it happens to me often.
Should be a lot of good outtakes for a promo, Dan.
Yeah, you
come
in. You talk for 4 hours a day every day. It's going to happen.
All right. Well, you don't get the cash, Julie and Alex, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. Mary J. Blige with Neo and Mario, April 14th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
Awesome. Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. We appreciate you guys listening and calling into play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Julie and Alex from Brighton, and we can't be Kennedy.
Nice job, huh?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The entire studio is filled with food and gentlemen, Kennedy. Not a bad way to start on a Monday. So it is Townie Madness. We are getting ready to announce our wicked winner. How was that, Dan?
You're getting better right at the end of the competition.
I'm trying. I'm trying, Kennedy.
Yep.
So we started.
We'll knock the floor out of you yet.
We started with the No Oz to Be Seen 16. We narrowed it down to the Accented 8 and then the Frickin' 4 and then the Townie 2. We have David from Dorchester and Donnie from Boston. Good morning to these guys. Big round of applause.
Morning.
Nice. Nice. Welcome in, guys. So we're going to start first with David from Dorchester. David, good morning.
How are you?
How are you doing, my friend?
Good, excellent.
Yeah, get real close to that microphone for us, too.
Excellent. I'm doing awesome.
You should be able to stand down the hallway and be heard. That is wild.
Honestly, just the two of them going back and forth in the conference room. If we don't have a segment called Townie Talk with these two afterwards, what are we even doing?
Now, did you two figure out, did you guys know each other or no, and you guys were just chatting it up?
No. When I pulled in the parking lot there, I saw the food truck, and I'm like, that's him.
That's so, the sausages here.
Yeah, yeah. So I went over there. I said, are you Donnie? And he goes, yeah, I'm David from Dorchester. So we came down, you know, shook hands. We came in, and
So what got you into this contest to find Boston's best accent? Were you listening, or did somebody tell you, hey, might be the guy?
It was actually my girlfriend Michelle.
Right,
she was listening to the radio, and she goes, David, no, they just said da da da. You got to call right now. And I called, and I got through.
Well, how could you not with that voice, my friend?
No, yeah.
And let me tell you what. Like I, it was my job to sort of talk to everybody as we went through from the 16 down to the 2. And, you know, we asked a lot of them. We asked them to record statements and send them to us.
Sure.
It was a little bit of work.
It was a lot of work.
Gotta tell you what, Donnie was first every time, all time.
Okay.
And then when he had questions, he would ask me. I think I got 3 or 4 emails over the weekend.
Yeah. That's Kennedy rolling her eyes.
It's fine.
You.
No, I don't mind.
That's what you call ADHD.
Like, honey, I'm well aware. I'm familiar.
So I'm 54 and still medicated. So everything that comes to my brain, I'm going to blow up
and
your
And I
email.
Get it. And I'm okay with that, both of you. I didn't mind talking to you at all. That's I love right. that you took it so very seriously. And Donnie, did you think by coming here with the truck you were going to get votes?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, Dave's taking a sandwich home to go.
Yeah, nice.
We got him a Dom Pom to go. But like I said, food wins everybody's heart over, especially at this place.
Oh, that is a fact. We love to eat.
And then you like Dom's too, right?
I love Dom's. We're over there like once every 2 weeks. I love that place. Mm-hmm. We go there all the time.
I'm the same way. I go to Mike's Roast Beef. I get a roast beef.
Now you're
My
talking.
Boy, Jumptown over here. He's a roast beef with the North Shore
now,
Beef.
Now, did you hear about the contest or did somebody call you as well?
Well,
you
I listen to the show too.
Right.
Because I like it. And I'm trying to figure out like how smart Kennedy is.
She is that smart.
You know what I mean?
We're still trying to figure out after all these
some
years.
Some might say wicked.
But my sister Jennifer, she's like a diehard radio person in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to call. You got to be part of this contest. So I called in and then I got lucky. And then I met Dave out here in the parking lot. And we were talking about Market Basket and all that.
I listened to these cats talking about how they used to sell the papers for 20 cents, kid.
You sold the Herald, right?
I sold the Globe and the Herald when I was 10 years old in front of the Hancock Building.
What I did when I was a kid, I was side hustling. So they had the box. I'd take the papers out of the box. I think it's been 7 years, right? And then I'd take it over to the Our Lady of Grace Church and sell them for $1.50 to make some money, the papers.
Here's what I know. Ever any of us take vacation, I know who's filling in.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. That's
Double D for sure.
Because you are just joyous. Both of you. You make me smile. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Donnie, I know you've been riding around with the food truck since this competition started. Has anyone been coming up to you?
Yeah, actually, a couple. One lady was nuts. Remember last week, guys? We were at Hanscom Air Force Base. She was screaming across the parking lot, "Hey, you the guy on the radio?" And I'm like, yeah, at Hanscom. So we've had a few.
Do they walk up to you and say, "You need to say sausages here"?
I do that a lot.
That's like part
I said,
of
my website is iloveyousausage.com.
That's is that actually, a real?
Really? We didn't know. You haven't plugged
it
at
no
all.
Spam.
Good for you, buddy.
I get no spam. But I'll tell you, that's going to be the payday, not the food truck. When some creep buys that thing off me, that's the payday. It's not the food truck.
I don't hate it.
I was scared to type it in at first.
No, I thought you were joking.
It's legit.
It's legit. It's fine.
I love you. I got a bunch of them, but some I can't say.
8 inches of pure Italian love, peppers and onions.
Well, it used to be 9 inches of pure Italian love, but then when we measured the sausage, it was an inch shorter because we had to get it in the piano dosi roll, which is an 8-inch roll.
And you're not a liar, and I appreciate that.
I see that. You're a Malden guy. You know, you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Okay, Townie Madness. It is David from Torrey. Chester,
like such a stranger,
and Donnie from Boston, and it is time to announce the wicked winner.
Let's do it.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it right after the commercial.
Oh! Welcome to radio, bud.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. It is time to announce our wicked winner. It is Townie Madness as we set out to find Beston's Bossed Accent. Everybody say good morning to Donnie from
Boston. Beston's Bossed Accent?
What did I say? Beston's Bossed Accent?
Yeah.
It's been a long weekend, Kennedy. Not a lot of sleep.
Him and I are getting real close. We're sharing a mic, so we're like almost like on top of each other. It's been nice, though.
That's
stop
David.
It, stop
from,
it.
David from Dorchester, Donnie from Boston, as we are trying to find Boston's best accent.
There you
is,
go.
Yes. There it is. There it is.
You guys ready to find out the winner?
Let's do it.
So we had the voting set up online. It ended last night at midnight. Only Kennedy and our incredible voice actor know the results. And we have, what do we have here, Kennedy, that we're going to be using in just a moment to make the announcement? What are these things called?
Confetti cannons.
What could possibly go wrong?
Okay.
Nice.
How many of these do we have? There's a lot of them.
I am terrified of this thing.
Dan has one. Stop I have it. One. Kennedy has one. Barrett, my son, is here hanging out.
Guys, it's paper. You'll be all right.
All right.
Jeez.
Thank you.
Tell me Barrett isn't the mini-me of Carson in the same height.
Look at him.
Yeah.
He's the mini-me of his mom, too. It's wild.
Spit him out.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Okay. You nervous?
No, let's just do it.
You want to hold my hand?
Get out of here.
You guys want to hug it out first?
No.
Hold my hand, kid.
Nike.
Just do it?
Just do it.
That's
all right,
guy.
Donnie. Okay, Donnie, here we go.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness, and here we are, kid, at the precipice of Townie greatness, where so many great Bostonians stood before you. Paul Revere, Samuel Adams, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Tom Brady. He's technically from California, but we're going to claim him six rings and six rings.
Let's go!
And now, one of you. Can I get a drum roll, you schmucks? This is a big moment. Come on. And your wicked winner is... David from Dorchester.
Nice. Sweet.
Let's go.
That's right. Dorchester number one. Sweet. Sweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweet.
Any words for the people? My good friend David from Dorchester.
Thank you for all the support, especially my daughter Melanie, her husband Al, the three kids, Mila, Ariella, and Amaya, my girlfriend Michelle, and my cousin Julie.
All right. Yeah, it takes a village.
Congratulations, buddy. You want a job on a food truck, though?
No,
come on. You'll be great in the window.
No, I'm good.
All right. Let's tell us about that. We got you a really big trophy there. Can you tell us about the trophy you've just been handed?
Yeah, it's about 6 inches tall, but it's
finest plastic
it's
around.
Nice. Yeah, she's mad because she developed it.
You think we have a budget? Yeah, I came from my money. You're welcome.
I thought it was going to be like the Stanley Cup. But it's pretty decent. Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll throw it in my closet.
It's pretty decent. I'll take it.
Thank you, Kennedy.
You're welcome, buddy. You're welcome.
No, yeah.
Oh, you guys are the best. Seriously, you guys are the absolute best. Sweet.
Donnie, thank you for coming in, too, and bringing us food. We appreciate you.
Hey, anytime. If you guys want sausages, whatever you need, just come on out. We'll eat after. If anybody's here in the neighborhood, we'll be here for about another 20 minutes. Right, boys? Mm. We got to head and feed the army, right?
Yeah, they're going out to do another event. Yes.
Sausages here.
Dave, it was a pleasure meeting you. We're in the back talking about Market Basket and what aisle we get our certain foods at and everything else. And again, I hope we can stay friends.
Of course.
And then you can move my house anytime. We can break bread.
Give him the mic.
I'll come to your place. You know, if you need anything up in New Hampshire, if you need any cigarettes, cottons, or whatever, I can run them down. Whatever you need.
Hey, Donnie.
I always need cottons and cigarettes.
You got the money.
Donnie, did you imagine this moment? Did you think you were going to win? How are you feeling?
David,
did you think you were going to win?
I just know I had a lot of support. One thing that was great, I will say, is I had to call friends I hadn't talked to in 10 years. So, like, that was kind of cool, you know, nice. And they were, like, happy for me. Aww. And they're like, well, I know 10 people, and, you know, he knows 10 people. And they all got together, and apparently it worked out.
Look at that. Yeah. We're bringing the world together, Kennedy.
Yeah.
One towny accent at a time.
You guys are the best. Thank you for spending time with us. We really appreciate you.
It was a lot of fun to meet you guys, for real. Yeah.
No, you still.
Great work on that announcement, too.
I know. Whoever. You'll get my invoice in the mail.
Oh, you did that?
Who knew? <All right. laughs> Let's eat sausages here. Thank you, everybody.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Emily from Beverly.
Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Emily?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So you know how this works. There's 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is an L for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Zach Braff turned 50 over the weekend. He starred as a doctor named JD on which medical sitcom that also starred Donald Faison as Turk, his surgeon best friend?
Scrubs.
The NCAA championship game is tonight. It is the Houston Cougars versus the University of Florida, the Gators. Oh, I gave away the answer, didn't I?
You sure just did.
Oh. Do you know what the Florida athletics teams are called?
The Gators.
That's a good guess.
Chomp, chomp.
Question number 3. Ed Sheeran and Weezer have joined the Coachella lineup. Which of these is not a Weezer song? Buddy Holly, 1979, or Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills.
Question number 4. 38 years ago on this day, this classic song was released. I want you to take a listen and name the band who sings it. I'll try not to reveal the answer. Name that band.
Whitesnake.
Question number 5. The sale of TikTok was supposed to happen by Saturday, but President Trump extended the deadline by 75 days. Name the Chinese parent company that owns TikTok.
Oh, God.
Barrett's already putting an X down on the big board. My son doesn't believe you know the answer to this question.
ByteDance.
Oh,
take that X off the board. She got it right, Barrett. All right.
In your Gen Alpha face.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Let's see. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hello.
I have Emily getting 4 out of 5 correct.
With one assist from Carson.
Yeah, there was a little assist there.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I was just in the giving mood by accident.
Of course.
Sometimes things slip out. It happens.
Yep. Oh, yes.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Zach Braff turned 50 over the weekend. He starred as a doctor named JD on which medical sitcom, also starring Donald Faison as Turk, his surgeon best friend?
Scrubs.
Tied at one. The NCAA championship game is tonight. It's the Houston Cougars versus the University of Florida. What are Florida athletic teams called?
The Gators.
Tied at two. Question number three. Ed Sheeran and Weezer have joined the Coachella lineup. Which of these is not a Weezer song? Buddy Holly, 1979, Beverly Hills.
1979.
That is a Smashing Pumpkins song. Yes, 3-2. Question number four is 38 years ago on this day, this classic song was released. Take a listen and then name the band who sings it. Here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known. Wow, Barrett knows the lyrics. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. Name the band, Kennedy.
Whitesnake.
How do you know that song, Barrett?
You've raised him right.
He said it's a great song.
It is a great song. He's not wrong.
4-3. Question number five. The sale of TikTok was supposed to happen by Saturday, but President Trump extended the deadline by 75 days. Name the Chinese parent company that owns TikTok.
Oh, I don't know. It starts with a B, but that's all I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. ByteDance is the correct answer, and we end in a 4-4 tie.
Well done, Emily.
With a 4-4 tie.
Well done, Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but
that's all right.
Yeah, we do appreciate you listening.
I knew that Weezer as soon as I said it. I was like,
Well, you did great, and we had fun.
Thank you very much. This is so fun. I listen every morning. This is so fun.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go? You know the rules.
I'm Emily from Beverly, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Christine from Lincoln, Mass.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Christine?
Sure. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000, Christine. If you tie, unfortunately, we cannot give you the money. Kennedy is gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Here we go. Question number one. This Detroit rapper, known for songs like My Name Is and Without Me, just became a grandfather for the first time. Who is the rapper?
Eminem.
Question number two. Jason Momoa and Jack Black star in a movie version of this video game that was released this past weekend with record-breaking box office sales of $157 million. Name the game / movie.
Minecraft.
Question number three. Can you tell me which 2002 film featured Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu as crime-fighting detectives?
Charlie's Angels.
Question number four. In which year did Beyoncé release her album, Lemonade?
Uh, 2016.
Question number five. Can you tell me which actress played Amy Dunn in Gone Girl?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Is that...
We need an answer.
Yeah, need an answer.
Julia Fox?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Julia Fox?
I got you. I heard you. All right. Whew. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Christine from Lincoln. Everybody knows my second favorite city and a town in all of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part of Lincoln?
My favorite part is that battle site there where all the people are buried from that big fight they had there back in the day. That's my favorite part.
It's a good way to hedge your bets around here.
Conquered. He means conquered.
Christine got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, all right. Well done, friend.
Everybody knows Paul Revere in that area, right?
Birthplace of Abraham Lincoln, I believe.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This Detroit rapper, known for songs like My Name Is and Without Me, just became a grandfather for the first time. Who is he?
Eminem.
Yeah, his daughter, Haley Jade, had a son, and his name is Elliot Marshall. Tied at 1. Jason Momoa and Jack Black star in a movie version of this video game that was released this past weekend with record-breaking box office sales of $157 million. Name the game, the movie, whatever.
Minecraft.
That is correct. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Can you tell me which 2002 film featured Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu as crime-fighting detectives?
Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels Full Throttle is the full name of that movie. 3-3. Question number 4. In which year did Beyoncé release her album, Lemonade?
2018.
Just got very interesting.
2019.
You're going the wrong way.
Yes. Christine guessed correctly. 2016 is the correct answer.
That was going to be your next guess.
No, it's going to take a while.
So it's 4-3 right now for Christine. $1,000 on the line. How are you feeling, Kennedy?
I don't feel much today, but it's fine.
I feel a lot.
Kennedy, can you tell me which actress played Amy Dunn in Gone Girl?
Rosamund Pike.
Wow.
I never knew that was how you said artisanal. It's the only line from that movie that was worth a damn.
Wow.
That's one of those books I finished and threw across the room. The ending was so stupid. Except what I said.
It's amazing, Kennedy.
Sounds money is safe another day.
I know. I just get on the internet and go, hey, ChatGPT, think of something Kennedy doesn't know. And it just spits out questions, but you know them.
Well, if ChatGPT was really saying that, it wouldn't give you any answer. Hey-o!
4-4 is the final score. And with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Christine, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Christine from Lincoln, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.